We'll continue to look at it. We're going to continue to do everything we can. We have cut maintenance. We have cut training. Difficult choice. But we had to make it. And I tried everything. We did everything we could not to get to this day this way.
All right, we're talking about furloughs. That's the Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel. I know some of you are suffering through those pay cuts as part of this sequester. And 14 days is what it was supposed to be. It ends up being 11. That's where we're at, the crossroads in America. Hey, everybody, it's America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks for hopping on board. You're always welcome to participate in the show, of course, because I know you have those hot opinions. My mailbox is full every day. Thank you very much. When you want to think about it and you want to vent, you can send me those thoughts at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. So furloughs, one thing people dealing with that is just official now because it got pushed off. At least it's not quite as many days, but it's still a big pinch for lots and lots of people. And, you know, ironically, when the furloughs came down, it's still the middle class. It's not the top guys who suffer when the axe swings, but this was all part of not coming up with a series of cuts when there was supposedly a bipartisan committee that was working hard to try to figure out how to do that. Speaking of cuts, who needs to be cut out of the government equation and answer for things like the Associated Press mess? And it is, I think, a mess, but it probably will, in the end, go away. I wouldn't be stunned by that. And they're defending the phone records subpoenas now at this point. You see, there's something they're standing on. And what they're standing on is that the Justice Department had balanced the public's right to know with national security. The AP let this all fly on Monday, that the feds had collected 2 months of telephone records for some of their reporters and editors without notifying it of the subpoena. So, they haven't specified the leak that triggered this probe into the records. But the AP believes they've narrowed it down because they know what they asked for. And they say the investigation focuses on the account of the foiled plot to bomb a U.S. plane in May of 2012. In response, what's happened is the White House has said there was no credible threat to the American people in May of 2012. Remember that? But the AP story said something different and said that we felt that was important information the public deserved to know it because they found out something different. Different, rather, through a source. And this is the problem. This is the sore point. This is the Achilles heel of this administration. They don't want people to have, they don't want to have leaks. They don't want any of the information to go out there, and this did. So 20 lines, personal cells, you name it, they got into it. And among the staffers whose phones were subpoenaed was the news service's Washington bureau chief, Sandy Busby, and AP spokeswoman Ellen Hale has been talking about this as investigators also looked at call records from 5 other reporters and an editor. So the phones were used by about 100 people. It's a pretty big net of AP operations. They have a big net. That's their, I mean, you go to them first, right? So Eric Holder, the attorney general, steps aside to avoid any potential conflicts of interest in the case, and says he leaves the decision to subpoena the phone records up to the assistant, and said his recusal was necessary because he'd been questioned by FBI agents as part of the leak investigation and wanted to make sure that it was seen as independent. All of this sound confusing? Here's how the story went. The story, to flush out a little bit more, the AP says, is really what this is all about. They broke the news that the CIA, of course, had thwarted an al-Qaeda plot to blow up this plane that was around the anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden by the Navy SEALs. They later say that the operative who was supposed to have carried the bomb had been inserted into al-Qaeda's Yemeni affiliate by Saudi intelligence, and that the device had been handed over to U.S. analysts. So Holder said the leak being investigated was, hey, one of the most serious he's ever seen. And this is what they'll stand on, and this is why there'll be a lot of hooting and hollering over this, and there'll be a committee hearing and whatnot on the Hill, but this is what the Justice Department will stand on. It put the American people at risk, and that's the bottom line. If it puts the American people at risk, finding who's responsible for that requires aggressive action. That's going to be their get-out-of-jail-free card. Absolutely. That's what's going to happen. So they're launching a whole bunch of leak investigations. It's already led to the prosecution of two government employees and some others as well. Tom Drake, a former National Security Agency guy, was sentenced to 1 year probation and 240 hours of community service in 2011. A former CIA officer was sentenced to 30 months in prison after admitting to identifying a covert intelligence officer. Ooh. I'll tell you what, as we switch gears quickly in a different direction, because it is hump day, and that could only mean one thing, technical difficulty, right? What is the thing that most people are complaining about in the tech world? I'll tell you what it is. It's Windows 8. Anybody buy a new computer and get stuck with Windows 8? I don't like it. Here's what Tim Stevens says on Windows 8.
I think that Microsoft is being quick to react and is actually listening to their consumers and making changes based on the consumer feedback is ultimately a good thing. So in the short term, I think it will probably help or hurt the adoption of Windows 8. But in the long term, I think people will move on past this very quickly. They did say that they've been listening to user feedback and they're willing to and intending to make some major changes to the operating system to make it more user-friendly, more or less. So I think it's probably safe to say that the start button could be making a return.
All right, so there you go. I know that I had a mother-in-law that just couldn't handle Windows 8, so she returned the computer. I know other people that have Windows 8 that don't, they just don't like it, trying to get over that hump. Now, here's the problem with technology. It changes so quickly, so you get used to logging on, getting on your stuff, just doing what you have to do, and then the whole thing changes. And Windows 8 is something that you have to get used to, so perhaps it's one of these things that it's going to be a tough thing for people to grasp because they really don't want to do it. They really, really, really don't want to understand Windows 8. It looks pretty on the commercials with all the blocks. You just click on the blocks theoretically, but it is confusing. I know we've got a computer with Windows 8, and I'm still trying to mess around on it and be a little more comfortable with it. Oh, well, somebody has the answer. They'll figure it out. And if not, they'll scrap it. And Apple will sell more because it seems as though you're either an Apple or you're nothing. And the younger generation is all about the Apples. They've cornered that market. So Windows 8 might be a moot point in the upcoming future. They'll change it by then anyway. Hang with us. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Tonight, he was terrific the last time we had him on. Irvin Shorshich is a personal wealth advisor, and he gave us some great advice last time around. He's from Pennsylvania Capital Management. And, you know, it's funny because we're sitting here, especially Matt Johnson and I, salivating at the possibility of hitting the lottery when you think that the Mega Millions up to $170 million and Powerball $360 million. But, Irv, you're here to tell us that sometimes when the lottery hits, or other overnight windfalls, people really fall apart for different reasons, don't they?
They sure do. They fall prey to the sudden wealth syndrome in which they spend it as fast as they get it.
Yeah, now why?
They turn around and it's gone.
And why is that? Is it because they don't think, hey, okay, well, man, I have this huge pile of cash, so I could live off the interest, but I could still help my friends, I could still take that vacation. They just go hog wild once they get the check?
Kate, they go out, they buy new cars, they go out and buy new clothes, they go out and buy gifts for their friends, and the next thing they know, it's gone.
Wow.
We had a recent lottery winner that had a couple $1 million, and they were smart. They came to us and said, team, what can we do to make sure this money doesn't dissipate? And people need to take this responsibility because receiving sudden wealth really is a very big responsibility, and it has long-term consequences.
Yeah. So, I mean, so it's a great question. Sometimes it happens, inherited money, the other things happen. Suddenly you strike it rich, and you've been toiling away, and something turns in a job situation or whatever it might be. So if all of a sudden you find yourself in this situation, what's one of the first things you should do?
Well, the first thing you should do is meet with your significant other and say, what are our priorities?
Yeah.
And if it's a significant amount of money, you may want to include your trusted financial advisor to sit down and say, all right, what part do we want to enjoy now? And what part will be there to help our kids or to build a future or to do philanthropic kinds of activities with the money as well?
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Just map it out, right? If you have a roadmap instead of just kind of throwing darts at a board.
Kate, I'd actually take it a step further. Remember, there's really four phases that people go through when they receive this enormous amount of money by accident or inherited it. And they start with the honeymoon phase where they're so excited that they have received this money that they feel very, very powerful and as if nothing can stop them. And that's typically where the spending sprees start.
Yeah.
And given a fair amount of time, if you can slow things down a bit, you go into the second stage, which is accepting that you've got wealth. And yes, you're powerful, but there's also a sense of vulnerability that if you don't take good care of it, you're going to run out of money and you better set some limits. And then you move into the third stage in which people recognize that they may be rich, but it doesn't define them. So they look at themselves and say, all right, what do we want to be? What do we want to do? What do we want to accomplish? And hopefully if they've slowed it down enough, they enter that final stage of stewardship in which they're much more mature about what to do with the money, develop a plan with that trusted financial advisor, and hopefully involve their spouse and perhaps some of their family members in how to use that money over the rest of their lives.
Yeah. And really, I mean, you understand this because this is your game, you know, wealth management. I mentioned this, you're the founder and president of Pennsylvania Capital Management. But I don't know why it is that some people don't go to the people who understand, know investments, somebody knows somebody, that kind of stuff. Because it's pretty, I mean, you got to call somebody for advice. Wouldn't you, who do you think are the best people to call for advice? I mean, do you share this with family and friends? Is that the right thing to do? Because then what happens? What's the right thing to do?
Kate, the right thing to do is to find an individual who has certifications, maybe a certified financial planner or a registered investment advisor, who will charge you a fee and not sell you a bunch of stuff or a bunch of products, and sit down and have a heart-to-heart. And it's fine to pay for that because what you really want is to design a plan that's going to work over time and someone that will partner with you to make sure that that plan happens.
Have you ever had a client, I bet, because, you know, clients come in all shapes and sizes, and, of course, you want them to do well, but have you ever had a client who had money and you just couldn't get them to understand about the roadmap? I've heard this from so many people that it's so frustrating because you can see it, but they just don't want to do it. There's so many arguments, family arguments, all that kind of stuff, that sometimes money creates that.
It does, but very often it's the upbringing or the set of hard knocks that they may have gone through during their earlier lives. And we encourage them to really have a roundtable discussion with the people that matter and the people that they trust. And I will say this to you, on our website, pcmadvisors.com, we have multiple articles to help people to focus on these issues, including one on sudden wealth syndrome. Or they can take a look at my blog, irvinshorsch.com, or follow us on at Irvin Shores, the Twitter, so that they can see if you have listeners in your audience who are facing this situation, they really need to read up on it. And it's important to recognize it's not just a passing moment in time when the amount of responsibility you have when you inherit money or when you fall into money or even if it's a child going off to college, read up on it and become proficient in it. It's a process like any other process that takes time and energy to make sure you do it well.
Yeah. Do you see this sometimes? Because I would think one of the things that will often happen to people, and it depends on your age, and of course everybody's factors are different, but a lot of people listening to America Tonight own houses, and I think sometimes that's a little bit of a windfall for people, and then they sell a house and they go and buy a boat, which boats are great. I love boats, but that can be a deep hole to get into, and some other things, and suddenly they find that, boom, it's all gone, and now where are they living? Have you seen that?
I have. And scary thought, but I've seen people who have come back to us and say, you know what, I didn't pay attention. I didn't follow the right guidelines and the right strategy. And it is so essential, first of all, that they slow down, meaning when you get that money, the tendency is to go spend it. And you've got to fight that tendency. Put it in a safe place where it's insured and decide with your spouse, or if you're on your own, decide that you're going to give yourself 3 to 6 months before you spend it. Learn about it. You know, put yourself in a position where you can become knowledgeable and read up on different strategies for how to integrate that newfound money into your old life and figure out how the two can work together.
Yeah. Sage advice. All right, so if you don't have sudden wealth syndrome, but we're seeing what's going on with the market, you have to like this, Irv. This is a crazy year for depending on what the stocks are, but just in general, it's what comes up must go down, I guess, but it's been pretty exciting to see this bounce, don't you think?
It has been very exciting. I would caution your listeners to be careful not to expect a lot more of this. While it might happen, the economy is still growing at very, very low levels, and unemployment is still high, so it's likely that these markets will have some volatility coming soon.
Yeah. Boy, that's
true.
So
be careful, even though obviously we believe in the future of America, and we believe that there are opportunities, we would certainly recommend caution, particularly if you've come into a lot of money quickly, and you have experienced this sudden wealth syndrome, the idea of saying, oh, but the markets were good, I think I'll plow all that money into the market, that could be a huge mistake.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it always the key to, no matter what your situation, isn't it always wise to diversify?
It certainly is. That would be one of the key watchwords that your professional wealth advisor would recommend. Make sure you diversify, and make sure you dollar cost average so you don't put it all in at once. You do this over an ongoing period of time so that you protect your principal.
Yeah, so true. And Irv, you've been in this game a long time, and when I say long time, you've seen in the last couple of decades how things have changed. What to you is the biggest surprise?
The biggest surprise is that diversification continues to work, meaning putting some money in the stock market is wonderful if done in a diversified manner. But there are other investment areas, too, and it behooves each investor to really sit down and get some advice, even if they pay by the hour. Mm. Get some good, solid advice on how to diversify, how to protect yourself so that you're not subject to all that anxiety that comes from watching the markets go up and down on a daily or a weekly basis.
Yeah, so true. Irvin Schorsch, it's always fun to have you on, founder and president of Pennsylvania Capital Management. I have to tell you, Irv, I hope I get sudden wealth syndrome.
I hope you do.
Thanks, Irv, and I appreciate it.
Have a great night.
All right, bye-bye.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
America tonight. Let's take a few calls. You want to throw in your 2 cents, you can at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's go out to David in San Francisco. Hey, David.
Hey, hi, Kate. You know, I wanted to talk about, you were talking about the top three stories and how they were hitting us.
Yeah.
I was going to tie them all together with just discussion of the corporate state and how they're basically kind of tricking us with to try to fall for the spins that are being proposed on each of them. And by the way, with that last interview you were just doing, you know, one of the similarities I've heard with that is a lot of people that really, you know, if say, for example, you win the lottery, you win $50 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get surrounded by a bunch of piranhas.
You know, I know.
And so the people that generally really care about you flee from you because they don't like to see a bunch of piranhas hanging around you, and they don't know how to keep them away. So the people that love you will stay away from you, and the people that are jealous and greedy hang around you in ever-increasing multitudes. So I think I've heard that about 70, I think it was something like 72% of the people that win the lottery big, their lives are ruined forever. So it's
depressing.
Yeah. Well, and see, that's the whole point. The money is so phony to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, the
true
idea that you're going to get the value of your life, the value of yourself is based
yeah
upon a bunch of numbers rather
true
than based upon your education
mm-hmm
or your eager spirit or
yeah
or your inventiveness or something like that. The idea that somebody can create a bunch of numbers and that your life is valued by numbers is so phony. And then that gets right back to these top three stories.
Sure.
That as I understand it, first of all, with Benghazi,
mm-hmm,
I've been hearing that basically the CIA screwed up, and they're
mm-hmm
trying to blame it on the State Department. And so all of these talk show hosts that are trying to blame the State Department are essentially doing the dirty work of the CIA. And then when you start talking about the Citizens United thing, the idea that the Tea Party, I'm actually someone who helped sort of create the Tea Party.
Mm.
Back in 2006, I was calling on behalf of the Green Party, trying to stir up eagerness in getting third party, getting Ralph Nader
sure
elected. And at the time, it was very easy to talk about the corruption in the Bush administration and the two-party system that were not only shooting down Nader in spades, but they were going out of their way to just corrupt everything that was going on. And so the Tea Party got created from the opposite side. And
sure
right away, all of the honest people who joined the Tea Party, basically the honest Tea Party people got kicked out right away, and the big money people who were essentially using the operations as money laundering operations. I don't know if you've been keeping up on the Koch brothers.
Oh, yeah. The Koch
yeah
brothers are all over it, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm,
and in fact, somebody, one of the talk shows today was saying that Glenn Beck himself has created a whole bunch of front groups. And the very fact that he's complaining about the Obama administration or, you know, the investigations from the IRS, Glenn Beck has a whole bunch of nonprofits
that are
being investigated.
Yeah.
And so he has a reason to complain because he's
tied up in it. Yeah.
Absolutely. He's going to lose his tax status
because mm-hmm
he's such a crook. And then the third part about the AP spying, and this also goes into it, as I understand it, the AP spying story has to do with, do you remember when the Iranian nuclear program, there was a virus, a computer
yes
virus that got shot into
yes
the centrifuges?
Yeah.
Yeah, the story I heard was that they were, the AP got a whistleblower contacting the AP about the virus program, and as that got developed, the spying, you know, on the AP was based upon that. And it's interesting because one of the accounts added that virus has now gotten out of control and is getting into the normal internet system. So it's you know, one of those sorcerer's apprentice things.
You know, and that's true about the virus, absolutely. I know someone from Kaspersky, and they were telling me that without a doubt, you know, that's not a secret. That's I don't think it's a secret anyway. Absolutely, it's gotten much worse than anyone thinks. But you're right. What is the spin on the spin? And it depends on what version of the story you believe. See, I think with the CIA did absolutely screw up. But I think the State Department did, too, because they threw their own people under the bus, like the initial State Department official who got Greg Hicks, who was talking to the ambassador and clearly knew it was an attack, said it was an attack, was upset. So I think there's some State Department people who are in the middle of that, too. I don't think they're absolved completely from it. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Our man out there on the West Coast, Ray in Missouri. Hello. Hey, Ray. Ray, did you disappear? Did Ray fall asleep? Oh, Ray, I couldn't hear you in the background. What's happening, Mr. Ray?
Oh, I don't know. I've got, two Powerball tickets. I spent $5.
$5? Well, that's we were just talking about this, Matt and I, in the break. I've seen people plunk down like $100. That's ridiculous, I think, in my opinion. A couple bucks, maybe you win. Who knows?
Yeah, I bought the one reg. Well, actually, I asked for the Power Play, which is an extra dollar, which doubles it. And they printed up the wrong ticket the first time. They didn't put that on there. And he's like, well, I'll go ahead and pay for this later. And I was like, oh, maybe that was a ticket. So I'll pay for that one, too.
Yeah, that was smart. Definitely. David had an interesting point when he was talking about what happens if you win the lottery, then all of a sudden you have new friends, new family, people that you hadn't seen in a long time. I'm sure that happens. That's why so many people move. But I still think you could maintain your friendships.
Well, I really need to get a hold of this guy. What is that, sudden wealth syndrome?
Yeah.
I go out and work, you know. We've talked about this before. I do some construction. But if I go out and work and I make an extra $500 that week that I didn't have before, my wife blows through my whole bank account in a day.
So wow.
Wealth syndrome, because I'm not wealthy, but an extra $500 makes her think that I'm wealthy, and she's spent it all.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you know what? It could be a smaller amount. There is something to that. Wow, you got extra money, so we're going to spend it all. That's like when people in their minds are not having enough taken out of their checks, or having too much taken out of their checks, or whatever it is, where they mess around with the whole, okay, we're going to get a big check at the end of the year, and what are we going to do with it? And every time you get the extra check, like May is the extra month because you have 5 weeks or whatever. Yeah, I think that there are other people that struggle with that. That's funny. Tell your wife, get your fingers off my 500.
It's not funny because in the 5 week months.
Yeah.
That we got on this month, stuff gets spent. So there are people, and it doesn't have to be a lot of wealth. It's just a little bit of extra money also draws them to spend way too much they're not supposed to.
It's funny. Yeah, I agree. I agree. It can be that. That's exactly what happens. Where'd that money go? How many times, thanks, Ray, have we said that to ourselves? Rick in Illinois, yo, sudden wealth syndrome. Do you have it?
Not yet. I will.
I will. We'll never hear from you again. You'll call in under an assumed name. I love it.
Tell Ray, I'll get a second job. There won't be the current job. Boeing's moving out of St. Louis.
Yeah.
Boeing companies will hire 2,000 more to build up trucks so he can get a second job.
And she can spend all that money. Yeah.
Yeah, she really got money.
Exactly.
But I was reading the news this morning. But that video they got, that the rebels already cut that soldier open and beat his heart out.
Yeah.
You seen that?
Yes.
That's awful. People who lost sport.
Say that again?
That's the kind of people we want to support over there.
Yeah.
Since the Graham wants to be there and fight with them.
No, and that's the problem. How can you arm up the rebels, because they're that's the devil you don't even know. Yeah.
Yeah, they're worse than the people to fight.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's too risky. That's it. And how many of them have ties to who knows what group, and then we'll be putting guns in the hands of another terrorist network. I agree with you, Rick. We can't do it for that reason. There's not a solid opposition that we can say is fluid, that we know at least something about, that we can go to if we're going to arm them up. I think it's way, way too risky, and I think that's part of the reason why there is that big fight and we haven't done it in the first place. All right, coming up, a lot of you had a lot to say about the three scandals. We're going to the mailbag.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Two, three. Knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. The big black horse said, look this way. He said, hey, will you marry me? Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. But I said no, 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 no.
All right, I always say here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, that if you want to vent and you don't dial the digits, you can always shoot us an email at americatonight.net. I was thinking today, isn't it like the blind leading the blind when you have the Justice Department that's in the middle of their own scandal investigating the IRS? DOJ, IRS, what do they have in common? On that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one is from Reagan, listening to us in Dallas. Reagan says, yo, yo, long time. How you been, Kate D.? Gotta say, I think if you are asking me to rank the worst scandal, it is the AP. And the reason why is just deciding to attack leaks by getting the phone records, going after the Associated Press to try to figure out who is leaking them, whatever story it happens to be, although it seems as though it's the terrorism story thwarting the terrorism, but perhaps it's something else. I mean, regardless, they are crushing the Constitution. I mean, they are smashing the Constitution. Forget all this discussion about the Second Amendment. Now, here we go with the First Amendment. It's wrong on so many levels. Yeah, I agree. It's wrong on so many levels. Got to have freedom of the press. And to not notify them, tell them why, and then come up with some lame brain excuse that it's in the interest of the people, we're protecting the people, or whatever ultimately is going to come out of this, it's dishonest. That's what it is. And somebody needs to pay the price for this, but who is going to pay that price? I think it should be Eric Holder, but I've said 3 years ago, 4 years ago, that if I were handing out pink slips and I were the president, which he doesn't hand out pink slips, if you look at what's happened with the people who've worked for him, I would say that Holder would be the guy I would boot. He just, he has that look, too, that I hate when he's testifying, where he's like the kid who ate the canary to me. And he sits there, and it's always about how he was not aware of Fast and Furious. Yeah, I'm the top guy on the totem pole, and I didn't even have an inkling. Heck, I didn't even know about it till last week. I didn't know about this. That wasn't in my wheelhouse. That was somebody else. I'm just not buying what Eric Holder is selling, because he's not a stupid man. And I think when you get to that position, and from what I understand, he likes to micromanage things. What does he change his personality overnight? I'm the top guy, and the biggest things that we have going investigation-wise, I'm not a part of. Of course he's a part of plugging the leaks. So, give me a break. Even, I love this, too. The Billy Graham son, Franklin Graham, says the IRS targeted us, too. I think everyone's going to come out of the woodwork after this. It was me, too. They went after me as well. But they're saying that they targeted the Billy Graham Evangelical Association and gave them extra scrutiny. That's specifically what Frank Graham, the son of the founder, said, that there were parts that were audited and they were held over a barrel again and again and again and again, and they felt that it was wrong what was happening, and they thought it's because they get lumped into the Tea Party conservative, all that kind of stuff, which of course they would be, but that's the reason why they would have to be pawed over a couple of more times. All right, this one comes to us from Will, listening in Illinois, and Will says, Kate, I have to say, I think it's absolutely a miscarriage of justice if something isn't done about the Obama administration. I know you throw out the idea that Obama could be impeached, but can't something be done to curb his appetite for spin? Or, hey, if he's that blind, the people underneath him? No, he's the president. When the person's the president, when POTUS is around, the others take the fall. He's like the Caesar. So, and here I think Eric Holder really knew some of what's happening on his watch, because I just don't believe that he leaves that to underlings, leaves all the big details to underlings. I'm going to say no, that doesn't wash with me. But the president, I can see that there would be a little mechanism, which we've seen with other presidents. How do you shield the president? Get it done, but don't tell me how you did it. There's a myriad of ways to do that dance. And what he did know or didn't know would be interesting to actually find out, to be a fly on the wall. How much of a scandal, how much of the find the leaks and plug it? I'm going to say no, because there's a layer. They try to specifically push a layer in between POTUS and the ugly, whatever it is. You get this, but don't tell me how you did it. Although, doesn't that make you kind of complicit in a way? I mean, I was reading a story today where someone said there's an epidemic of dishonesty at the White House. I'm wondering. Yeah. I mean, I think it's spin, but that's dishonest, isn't it? Especially the IRS thing, too, hammering, pushing people off the list. Sorry. You don't like what Citizens United, how that came about in the Supreme Court ruling? It is the law of the land, so, you know, try to take the legs out of these other organizations, go ahead, but eventually you're not going to have a legal leg to stand on with that. Here's another one comes to us from Frank. Frank says, "Hi, Kate, I haven't spoken to you in a very long time. I have been listening to the show, rest assured. I always get a chuckle at some of your lighter stuff and humor. And, of course, you talk about what's happening in your backyard. And you're right, the three stories are what people are talking about in my backyard. Everywhere I go, whether it's standing in line at the grocery store or pumping gas, you see a lot of people shaking their heads over the last three big stories that broke out of D.C. Can you imagine what it would be like to deal with the president behind closed doors when he lets his real self appear? I wonder if he's as optimistic as he always pushes. And will Eric Holder go or somebody else as a result of this investigation or investigations?" Well, I think someone has to go, but it could be a more sacrificial lamb type, somebody lower on the totem pole. I don't think it would be all the way up. I don't think it would be Eric Holder. I could be wrong, but very, very, very doubtful that would happen. All right, one last one. This one from Joe, listening to me in South Philly. He says, "I know you're a home girl. Have you been following the story about the abortion doctor convicted of murder? And what's interesting is he avoids the death penalty. So he's found guilty of first-degree murder. He gave up his right to appeal. What do you think, Kate?" That's the real buzz in the backyard in Philly. "Yeah, I've been following that story. He's convicted three counts of murder, killed babies by cutting the spinal cords with scissors, sickening. The 'cause they had that clearly, and that's what the jury says. And think of Philadelphia and what a jury would be comprised of. So the penalty phase, jurors would weigh in, that's where they would have been, on whether to give the doctor a death sentence or not. And the arraignment, though, pushed that aside. So they took away the death penalty. Philly took away the death penalty. And, you know, this Dr. Gosnell's family, Kermit Gosnell is his name, they haven't, you know, usually the family's all over in the courtroom. That was a big part of the story that was reported, that the family wasn't on hand. And he's not, by the way, a board-certified obstetrician or gynecologist, so he's found guilty on 21 counts of abortion of the unborn 24 weeks or older. Send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.
Pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.